বংশীবত, গোপেশ্বর মহাদেব, লালা বাবু মন্দির, জ্ঞান গুদড়ি, ইউ নো জ্ঞান গুদড়ি, ইউ নো জ্ঞান গুদড়ি মিন্স হোয়ার উদ্ধব টেক সামথিং ভেরি ভ্যালুয়েবল থিং টু বৃন্দাবন, টু গোপীজ, টু প্রেজেন্ট দেম and they turn like this and this. Gudari means to wall, tall. So, and the throw in Jamuna water. That is Gyan Gudari. Then Brahmakunda, Brahmarhada, Govind Mandir, all important things. This was our last dust and parikrama. On what subject you want to hear? अखंड शुद्धांशु वत्ते तिलक निहललाटे देवी मोद मोदात विधास्ते मस्तेन घुसन सत्याम अर्पयित्वा च गात्रे तनजुगमपि गंधै चित्त संसं किं करिष्ये. This is only general thing. No, so much commentary there. Only his friend Srimati Radhika, Devi and He Radhika. The meaning is there.
Devi,
O Queen. You can
read. The translation.
Huh?
O Queen.
No commentary there.
No commentary.
You should read. You should read.
O Queen, when will I happily place on your forehead beautiful musk tilak, as splendid as the full moon, on your limbs glistening kumkum, and on your breast wonderful pictures in fragrant colors.
So only this general prayer to do lightly as a sati. Because at first, another kuch kaj nahi se, Maharaj aise the. Asan nahi to. Jadi asan kal kal ke ek baat to kal bala bolo diya. Aaj du jan du mathir bola hai se. Here, in commentary, very little commentary, no commentary. He is telling that she is Swapaksha, Srimati Radhika. And Krishna Sneha, Radha Sneha Bhikya. Understanding? He has love, affection. More than Krishna towards Radhika. Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi both. She is Pran Sakhi. Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari. She is doing prayer that O Devi, whether I have any Sobhagya. Fortune. That I will put Kasturi Tilak on your head. In the miss, there will be Sindhu Rekha. And Kasturi Tilak is there. He is telling that Raghunath Das Goswami always living with Srimati Radhika. Always. He don't want the sangha of Vipaksha. Against party. He is telling that when he lives in his senses, once he has, he was at first at Puri, Jagannath Puri, with Sarup Damodar, no? With Sarup Damodar, and with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All this serving and hearing all this. By hearing, a person has greed. When greed grows away, then it comes abhiman. Abhiman, you know? Not proud. That I am so, I am who? I am Radha Dasi. By the association of that kind of bhakti, by hearing, by remembering, and it becomes so deep and like a sthayi bhav, and it never be changed in any way. By the grace of Guru or Rasik Vaishnava. After that, he follows internally and outwardly. When once Raghunath Das Goswami, in his senses, he lost Sarup Damodar Mahaprabhu, then he used to उनके ऊपर निर्भर करना चाहते थे स्वरूप दामोदर के ऊपर. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Aprakat Leela, he rested on only Swarup Damodar, always waiting and waiting for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But yet he was with Swarup Damodar and he used to give some consolation to him. When he also went in Aprakat Leela, he became quite helpless. Then he wanted to
end his life
in Samudra or anywhere. But Gadadhar Pandit was there. He used to come and associate with Gadadhar Pandit. But Gadadhar Pandit was so much in distress for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and always waiting and always crying. As a Radha Bhav for Krishna, always, that after some time he also went in Aprakat Leela. No one was there to consolate Raghunath Das Goswami. At last he decided to come in Vrindavan and give up his life from Govardhan or in Jamuna River. He came at first to Mathura and from Mathura he went to Rup Sanatan and began to cry and weep. They both tried to console him as their younger brother. Sanatana Goswami, after some time, Sanatana Goswami also. Anything we are diving in ocean, and we catch hold of anything to save our life, this also dies. That is appropriate word?
Sink, sink.
Huh?
Sink, sink. Going down in the water.
Going down. Sink. Everything. So, only one Rupa Goswami was there. Rupa Goswami tried to console it. And Sanatana Goswami also advised. They both told him to live in Govardhan and Radha Kunda. He used to live in Radha Kunda. But always weeping and always remembering the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Gambhira Leela, pastimes of Gambhira, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radhika, for Krishna, repenting always and always. By doing so, what?
Rubbing nose on wall.
Rubbing nose in wall, always breathing, and something bigger in the head. He was. And all the astasaptic bhav in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anubhav, sanchari, vibhav, always. He was remembering all this. Now, one day, a Prajavasi used to come to Raghunath Das Goswami. When he was at Puri, after passing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left to take Mahaprasadam. Only water and only something. When Swarup Damodar became apricot, he left everything. Now he was about to die. At that time he went to Vrindavan. And here Sanatana Goswami also passed. You can have sir. So now he was only Rupa Goswami was there. Now he also left everything about. But he should have his pran, mani jivan, lesson, his life. So he, at the request of Rupa Goswami, he used to take only very small only very little, and that part of lip was brought from Puchari, Kadamba Khandi. Still, the lips of the Kadamba tree, some, not all, becomes like this, as a dona. Dona, you know?
Cup.
Lips cup. So you used to get just only this, whole day, night, nothing, always weeping, remembering and chanting, always. One day, that Brajavasi came and thought that he is taking nothing, only this thought. He went to Sakhisthali. Sakhisthali is near Govardhan. Only a 2 furlong away from Govardhan, and in the east and kaun side hoga? East side. East side of Govardhan. Only two for long. Sakhistali means the place of Chandravali. So he brought a Kadamba tree's leaf in big size and it gives that chat and full. And he brought, because he has so much respect for Das Goswami, and he gave that. He told that I used to take in a very little leaf donor. Today I am seeing this is very big one. So from where you have collected this donor? He told that I have collected this from Sakhi Sthali. Then he became so furious. He was not outwardly furious, but she takes Krishna, she tries always Chandravali, and Chandravali helpers, Sakhi, Padma, and all others. They always try to snatch Krishna from Radhika and to be with Chandravali Krishna. They always try. So, anything of Sakhi Sthali, any Sakhi of that Sakhi Sthali is not liked by Raghunath Das Goswami. So he at once becomes, oh, you are gathered it from Sangrah kiya hai. From Sakhi Sthali. And he took a danda. Danda means stick. And ran after him. He could not understand the inner motive of Raghunath Das Goswami. Okay, what is this? This is called Anubhav. Its Thai Bhav is Suhudrati there. Suhudrati, you know? Who is Suhudrati?
Gopi
Manjari. This is called Suhudrati. Thai Bhav, Rati. Gopis has Madhurya Rati. Thai Bhav. But they are, so in Madhur Ras, Sthai Bhav is here, Suhidrati. In Suhidrati, the Anubhav, that is Sanchari, is this. Anything which is against of Srimati Radhika, against of myself also. So she became serious. This is the sign that anything which is so much favorable for our Ishtadev is also favorable for me. No? So Radhika is Sakhi thinks always what is favorable for Srimati Radhika. Nothing else she sees. Only this point is there in Suhidarati. Even not for Krishna. It may be favorable when Srimati Radhika wants it. If Radhika wants not to meet Krishna, they will try that Krishna should not meet to Radhika. But they know that Krishna, Srimati Radhika always wants to meet Krishna, whether seeing, expressing it by words, but yet she wants. So sometimes, if Radhika is doing nishedh, nishedh means, what? Eh? But yet, they took Radhika to Krishna or Krishna to Srimati Radhika. Only to, they are saying, and one thing is there, that anyhow Radhika should be pleased. This is called Suhidarati Sthayi Bhav. In Suhidarati, Srimati Radhika only wants the seva of this kind of sakhi, not to others. All sakhis are there, but they will call, O Tulsi Manjari, O Rati Manjari, O Roop Manjari, O Vilas Manjari, you should come and do. They will order. So when Radhika will order us, that we have, Srimati Radhika has taken snan, bath. No? Kundalata has come from Nandgaon. Jasoda has sent message with Kundalata to Jatila, not to Radhika, that you should send your daughter-in-law so that my son can take anything, because she is growing thinner and thinner. No? So you should send. Not only verbally. She has given so much alankar, ornament, golden and all kinds of, so that you should give to Jatila. Jatila is some swarthi, selfish and greedy. He will not send if I will not give her. So he is giving all these things. Jatila is not easy person. So she was telling to Kundalata, I am not servant of Yashoda. I will not send my bow. Tell Yashoda that he should send his daughter-in-law. I will not send. Yashoda has no daughter-in-law, but yet she is so angry that she is telling. Here and there and all place, I will send my new son's daughter-in-law. I will not. Then, once Yogamaya Purnima came and told Jatila, she did nalish to Yogamaya. She complained. She complained to Yogamaya that Yashoda thinks himself to be queen of Vrindavan. I am not less than Yashoda. Why should I send my daughter-in-law to Yashoda as a servant to cook? I cannot send. Then she told that you ought to send him. Because if you will not send, I know I am Trikalagya. Trikalagya, you know? Trikalagya?
No, past, present and future.
Future. I am saying, if you are not obeying order of Yashoda, your son will die. At once.
And all cows will die.
And your all cows will
die.
You know that your husband is not here. He has died or anything. So you will be without son and all cows will die. So if you want your goods, then send at once to Nandgaon with to Yashoda Devi to cook Krishna. And it will be so very good for you and your son and for your cow. Then she feared and at once told Kundalata that, "O Kundalata, you are my daughter. Not daughter, but very near and dear. There are so much relations with Vishakhar, mother, and Jatila, and the wife of Upananda. Upananda's son is, son, daughter-in-law is Kundalata. Subhana Chana. Subhana. Ki naam reho? Upananda putre Bhadra. Subhadra. Subhadra is the son of Upananda. And husband is, his wife is Kundalata. Subhadri is something elder than Krishna. So he becomes what? Bhavi, you know? Bhavi kisko kaate hain? Elder brother's wife. So Krishna, Bhavi is Kundalata. But he is so much favorable to Krishna. So much. She always helps Krishna. And she is Krishna Pakhiya. She loves more than Srimati to Krishna. Here, Kundalata is also in relation to Jatila and Srimati. First he tells that, "I am giving to you my this new daughter-in-law to you. And if you should take her to Nandagaon and try to save from Krishna serpent, his serpent. In Nandagaon there is a very black serpent. And if she that bites, anyone cannot live. So always try to protect my Rishi." So before going to Nandagaon, they are decorating Srimati Radhika. At first, they have given birth to Srimati Radhika. And now, she is praying Srimati Radhika, "Give the opportunity so that I can give Kasturi, Mriga, and with Chandan, and all things, and I will do healer. Subhransu. Purna Chandra means full moon. What is the meaning of full moon? You?
Full moon.
Half moon?
Punima. Full moon. Complete.
Complete.
Full moon is complete.
And half is that? Not half, in full. So that it can attract Krishna so much. Not only round. In a chandra, there is a chap of mriga.
Spot of deer.
Spot. They like, it is round, but there are so much art in that. Madhya red. Then another, another color. What color?
Blue or green.
Green. And then yellow, and then sunahari.
Golden.
And like this. So in the middle there is a very good chamakdar koi bindi. Bindi, you know? Bindi? Bindi? So Purna Chandra, Krishna likes from boyhood moon, full moon. Moon is there. Very attractive. Tilaka Rachana. If Vishakha and Lalita give him mirror to Srimati Radhika, Radhika smiles. Why smiles? And Lalita Vishakha also smiles. That this is a thing by which Krishna dear can be caught. If Krishna will see, he will surely and certainly will come in the trap and he will be caught. So beautiful. And in his body, kumkum, they gave kumkum to Krishna, to Srimati Radhika. They gave kasturi mark there.